Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bava Basra, Daf Pei Gimel, Bava Basra 83. And today's Daf Yomi is really the Daf Yomi in 5777 for Shabbos Chol HaMoed of Pesach. And we have an interesting connection to the holiday of Pesach and our Daf Yomi. So the Mishnah on 83b says that if somebody comes along and says, I'm going to sell you wheat, there are two types of wheat. If a person says, I'm going to sell you wheat that is called Shechamtis, that he says, I'm going to sell you wheat, which the Gemara understands is red wheat, V'nimtzeis Levana, and in the end it turns out to be white wheat, or if he says, I'm going to sell you wheat that is Levana, wheat that is white, V'nimtzeis Shechamtis, and it turns out to be red wheat, Shneim Yechon L'Achzorban, that both of the parties can cancel the deal, because the reason is, there's a fundamental difference between white wheat and red wheat, that they're two different types of wheat, and the buyer and the seller are not necessarily in agreement if they're substituted. And so therefore, they can void the sale because it's a different product, the white wheat and the red wheat. The Rashbam on Daf Pei Gimel explains why the wheat that is red is called Shechamtis. The word Chama means the sun. And the Rashbam on Pei Gimel on 83b says that it is called Shechamtis because this wheat is reddened from the sun, and therefore it is called Shechamtis. But however, on Pei Daled Amud Aleph, the Rashbam cites a different reason. There he is working with the understanding of the Gemara, and there Rashbam says that it is called Shechamtis because the wheat is red and the sun is also red. Why does Rashbam say that the sun is red? Because the Gemara on Pei Daled Amud Aleph, that seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara, at least one way of reading the Gemara. That the Gemara starts off by saying, Rav Papa says, Midiktani Levana, from the fact that our Mishnah says there is white wheat, and that there is red wheat, and the fact that the red wheat is called Shechamtis, Shema Mina Hai Shamsha Sumkasihi. We see from here that our sun is red. Now we know that from science that the sun is not actually red, it just appears that way because of the illusions of the atmosphere, and the scientists will tell us that the sun is most likely white, but the Gemara seems to suggest that Rav Papa is saying from our Mishnah, which compares the red wheat to the white wheat, and the red wheat is called Shechamtis, that seems to indicate that the sun is really red. And the proof for this is, Teida, you should know this. Why? How do we know that the sun is really red? Because in the morning it is red, and in the evening it is red. The Kasamka, Tzafra, Upanya, that in the morning and the evening it's red. And the only reason why the whole day it doesn't appear to be red is because Nahorin Hudu Obari, because our eyes are not clear because of the light from the sun that distorts our eyes, and therefore at night where there's less light, we see the real color. But during the day we are confused and thinking that the light is white and that the sun is white. Gemara challenges this on the basis of comparing it to the language that appears by a mitzora, by a leper, and the Gemara seems to suggest that maybe the sun is white, and the Gemara ultimately rejects that. Gemara says, no, the sun is really not white, it is red. And so the Gemara asks the question, according to what the Gemara's first assumption is, that the Gemara is that the sun is white, how could we have even thought that, Havamina? How could we have even thought that the sun is white when we see that it is red in the morning and is red in the evening? So the Gemara explains, because we might have thought that the only reason why it appears red in the morning and red in the evening is not because of the actual sun, but because of what it encountered. Because B'tzafra, in the morning, the Chalfa Be'Varde Degan Eden, in the morning it passed by the roses of the Garden of Eden, and so therefore it appears red, because it's distilled through the color of the roses of the Garden of Eden. And Bapanya, and in the afternoon, the Chalfa Pitcho de Gehenom, it passes by the opening to hell, and there the fires of hell make it turn red. And then the Gemara says, V'ikadamri Ipcha. Some say it's the opposite, that in the morning the sun passes by the fires of Gehenom, and it's only in the evening that it passes by the roses of the Garden of Eden. And this distinction is, of course, relevant for a very important matter of halacha, because according to the Yerushalmi, and according to Maseches Chala, Chapter 1, Mishnah 3, and also according to the Tosefta for Pesachim, Chapter 2, we learn that a person cannot fulfill their obligation of matzah with matzah bread that is made via the heat of the sun. And so the Derech Emunah questions this, because we know from the Gemara in Pesachim, 116b, we say, matzah zusa sha'anu achlim, this matzah that we eat, why do we eat it? And says the Gemara, shum shalo is speaking It's because our forefathers did not allow their dough to ferment, as it states. And the Targum Yonasan explains about this verse that how did they cook the bread when they left Egypt? They cooked the bread by putting the matzah was made on their heads. They were carrying the dough on their heads, and that's how it got heated up by the sun. And so, therefore, if that's the question, if the matzah got heated up by the sun of their heads, then how can we say today that if you make matzah bread by the heat of the sun, it's not kosher, when that was actually historically how the matzah was made? And so, therefore, comes along the Derech Emunah, and he says, well, really what we could say is the Targum Yonasan was following maybe our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? That in the morning, the sun gets heated up by the fires of the Garden of Eden. And so therefore, since we know that they left in the early morning hours, therefore we could say that it was not heated up from the actual sun, it was only heated up from the fires of Gehenna, of actual fire. And so therefore, he says, perhaps if the matzah was baked by the sun in the early morning hours, that would be kosher. It's only if it's in the later hours that it's not kosher. This is his thought process, but in the end, he says, maybe we can't make that distinction for halacha. But that is a relationship of our daf yomi to the holiday of Pesach, and can you make matzah from the sun?